Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GC. Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we have a very important, obvious broadcast lineup for you today. We always cover incredible information. We always cover information of the greatest import. I was up last night doing a lot of research, going over a lot of information that I want to attempt to get to today. We don't have any guests today other than the mayor of Quartzsite, where the police chief and others have reportedly declared civil emergency or martial law because the citizens are upset about what they believe to be corruption. And it's a microcosm of what's happening in the rest of the country, and we've been following it in the last 2 weeks since a lady was, of course, arrested for simply asking questions during citizens' communication during the time she was allotted to speak. Even though the mayor said let her speak, she was arrested, and this is the essence of tyranny. If governments are able to start behaving like this, and I'm seeing more and more type videos and reports coming out, then we are in serious, serious trouble. Now, that said, the mayor is just popping in for about 5 minutes at the start of the radio broadcast, at the start of the eight after second segment. In my mind, I think of that really as the official kickoff of the show, because some stations don't carry these first little five-minute segments. And I told my producers, get the mayor on, and I also, in one side of my mind, know was intending not to have guests today so I could cover news and take calls. So I just looked down at my guest list right before I went live. That's why I was like, because I saw he's coming up right after the break, so my brain kind of reset there. I was also very, very late. I basically got no sleep, so I'm always slowly warming up once I get on air when I haven't had any sleep, really, to speak of. I feel great. I just, the brain does not crackle at first with as much direct connection to all the knowledge and data. Normally, my brain is moving so fast that that's another problem, and then I start gibbering that I'm trying to cover so much information. Looking at this news, I don't know where to start. We have the incredible Meet the Press interview Sunday with Geithner that I talked some about yesterday. We're actually going to play those clips here today, where he said what's coming to America is going to be worse than anything any of us have ever experienced. And he called it also the greatest recession or the Great Recession. It's a depression. And the fact that they're now admitting that they've known all along that we were in a depression for at least 3 years just confirms everything we already knew, but it's still shocking to see it happening. It's one thing to intellectually know this is what private central banks have done all over the world over and over again. But it's another thing entirely to see it really happening and to know that the depression is only going to get worse and worse, and that under globalism we're designed to never come out of this, and that this is a planned implosion of the economy. And they put out all these white papers, and it is so rich in a disgusting way to watch the very criminals who publicly engineered all this publicly tell everybody that they're going to save us and take good care of us. So we're going to be talking about the debt limit fight, the latest Fukushima news, and really the biggest news, even compared to the economy. You know, that's one crime being committed. The fact that Fast and Furious is now really becoming the scandal it needs to be. And you've got multiple Border Patrol agents killed. Also, Ron Paul's announced he's retired from the House. Wow, this is a crazy morning. It's all coming up.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, Why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 12th day of July, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones and incredible amounts of absolutely vital news. This is a broadcast that is all about living in the real world, facing reality, 2 plus 2 equals 4, Obama is becoming a dictator, launching wars without congressional approval, saying he's going to sign executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment, passing carbon taxes without Congress passing laws. Of course, Obama will leave office undoubtedly. It is the office being turned into a dictatorship. We're going to be breaking that down today. We're going to be facing the fact that 2 plus 2 does equal 4 and that the tyranny we're seeing does equal despotism and corruption, and that if you study societies and nations and modern societies as well, once countries get to this point, they either descend into absolute nightmare oppression or the people wake up, stand up, speak out, and start getting in the face of corrupt individuals everywhere and turn the tide. But we are at the crossroads. We have some very sad news, but also news of a mission of freedom that has not been rivaled in modern history, and a dedication to sticking to his guns and not compromising. And Ron Paul has driven himself like no one I've ever known, doing as many as 10 interviews a day, reading all the major legislation. Ron Paul does work on average 18 hours a day. 18 hours a day at 75, almost 76 years old. many times talking to him privately or on the air. He always knows every news item that I'm aware of that had just come out. He voraciously reads and researches. He's an economist, a medical doctor, a father, and Ron Paul has announced that win or lose, obviously if he wins, he won't be running for re-election in the House, but if he loses, he's going to be leaving the House of Representatives, and he will not be seeking re-election. So Ron Paul will, of course, be out of office, out of the House one way or another in a year. Win or lose the GOP presidential nomination, Texas Representative Ron Paul says he won't run for another term in Congress. In a message posted on his Facebook page, Paul said he will not run for re-election next year to the U.S. House. I have decided not to seek re-election for the House seat in 2012 and will focus all of my energy winning the presidency, he wrote. So I'm glad he's all in, and that's the way to do it, because he would have to simultaneously run for the House. He is all in, and it's obviously something I'm going to be talking about more. I just learned this 5 minutes ago, I'll have more comments later. I'm obviously going to do a special report on this that we'll put on PrisonPlanet.tv and we'll premiere tomorrow on the radio. And we obviously need to really get behind the campaign, because either way you slice it, Congressman Ron Paul has really exposed the globalist at this critical juncture. And if it wasn't for the people that have supported Ron Paul in the last election, this election, we wouldn't be as far along as we are in awakening, not just people here in the U.S., but worldwide, to the private Federal Reserve, the whole global government movement, the carbon taxes, the fraudulent wars, all of it. He's a true constitutionalist, and we salute Congressman Ron Paul. Now, we're going to a guest here in just a moment. The other big news I'm going to be covering in detail, patrol agent's family calling for justice. The family of a murdered Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and there's several others that have been killed that are getting ready to sue as well, say that they are preparing to, they're looking at suing the federal government, including Attorney General Eric Holder, the head of the ATF, and others for shipping tens of thousands of firearms into Mexico as a pretext. They've already launched this program last year to demonize the Second Amendment and blame the a total collapse of Mexico and the failed state on the Second Amendment. So it was double-edged to destabilize Mexico, but also move to ban semi-automatic firearm sales, shut down gun shows, restrict gun shops, and put people on no gun buy list, just like the no-fly list, extrajudiciary. And they've been caught completely. This is 1,000 times what Nixon did. This is 10 times what Clinton ever did. I mean, this is so out in the open, red-handed. And I've got to tell you the good news. I listened to WOAI and 590 KLBJ this morning, and randomly tuning in, both of the local shows were saying, one of them's liberal to a certain extent, arrest Holder, that this is criminal, that it's a false flag to blame it on the Second Amendment, that it's staged terror. So we've gotten that meme out there. We've gotten that talking point of truth out, and we are hurting the globalists bad. We can bring them down with this. In fact, I'm getting chills right now. We're going to be covering that coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is so important. I need to compose myself before I get into this and try to put out some ideas that can really, really energize the movement to bring these murderers, that they are murderers by extension and should be charged as such. I mean, if I went and sold guns to criminals and it killed cops, I could get capital murder for that, premeditated. So capital might be hard, definitely murder. I don't know about murder one, but we're going to be going over all of that. Just incredible news on so many fronts. Southern Poverty Law Center is coming out and demonizing Rand Paul. I want to go now to Ed Foster, because this has become a focal point around the country, Quartzsite, Arizona. He is the mayor there. It's become a focal point because of the police chief and others declaring a civil emergency Sunday, because people are upset about the woman, Jennifer Jones, being arrested for simply asking questions during her citizens' communication, the mayor saying, let her speak. And then this example of tyranny is drawn. Campaign for Liberty, Oath Keepers, and everybody to court sites. So we're watching this closely. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Your show and your audience that really have carried the ball in this thing. It's made it an international story, and that international support has been overwhelming right now.
Well, sure. Absolutely. This has become an international issue. This is just out of the Arizona Republic and Associated Press. Arizona town in disarray. Mayor alleges corruption. You, of course, are elected there, sir. And so I guess this is martial law. Is it true that you have now been fired by these people?
Well, effectively, I'll tell you what. Once you declare a state of emergency, the chief executive, the highest elected official, is the one that's supposed to be in charge. But this consulate had an illegal meeting Sunday, in which the attorney general has finally got so many emails and letters and complaints. And he sent out an email yesterday to everyone that he hadn't received a formal complaint about an illegal meeting. So I rushed out. We had no power. I rushed over to California yesterday afternoon, and I made sure he got at least one formal complaint signed by the mayor of Portside about their illegal meeting. And the interesting part of that is, during an illegal meeting, any action taken is null and void because all business at an illegal meeting is therefore illegal. So we are technically not under a state of emergency, even though the chief of police and the town manager think they are.
No, I understand. I mean, how do they fire the mayor? How do they send a SWAT team to your house Sunday demanding you come to a meeting, and you get there and say this is illegal, this meeting,
They came to my door, and they said, you are required to be at town hall. And I wait a minute, my relationship with this chief, and he had a vest on that said police, whatever they call that. I don't think it's riot gear, but it is.
They were dressed up for war. But, sir, to be specific, so they've declared the civil emergency. Folks were able to hear it through the window. We've now got a copy of it. Basically, it is martial law. And
they think they have. And this morning here in a few minutes, there's going to be an illegal meeting, or at least they think there is. They have changed the schedule of the meeting from 7 p.m. this evening to morning, because they didn't think anybody would be here, and already the crowds are starting to gather for the meeting. But basically, when this meeting happens at 10 o'clock from the podium, I am going to announce that this is the result of an illegal act during the illegal meeting they had Sunday. I will not compound the illegality of it. I'm canceling this meeting. I will have them reschedule it in a facility.
Well, sir, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. This is the Associated Press. Thousands are traveling to your town. I'm told hundreds and hundreds have already traveled there. It says the far western Arizona town of Quartzsite was in disarray after the town council ousted the mayor. You're elected from power and declared a state of emergency
I'm asserting my power this morning, Art. This is going to be a three-ring circus here this morning.
Wait. So you're going to go have a showdown literally at high noon Arizona time and say, look, you may claim that the elected mayor and the mayor, you may claim because you got guns. This happened famously in Tennessee in a case where...
We're going to do this at 10 o'clock here in about 45 minutes. We're going to do this. And even if two people were in this whole schedule of a meeting at 10 a.m. in the morning in an attempt do this when the citizens of Portside are busy with their lives and can't come to this meeting. That's why they did it. Also, the chief that went to, I'm looking around me now, and the sheriff and all kinds of outside police forces are here on the scene. He wants to make this look so. And he is the one that's inciting. And if you look at the videos of our meeting, when he arrested Mike Ross and when he arrested Jones, he was inciting the people,
Mayor, this is what's key. Sir,
causing the problem,
Sir, we're going to skip this break. We only have a few more minutes with you, this network break, because it's so important. And obviously, I feel like I've just fallen into the Twilight Zone here. You're the elected mayor. They're arresting people that try to speak politely during citizens' communications. They've declared an emergency. They say they fired you.
So literally, they're now becoming kings. And from what I just heard you say, the local sheriff, it sounds like, is teaming up with the police chief.
Well,
and
actually, I don't want to go there because there's, the 80% majority of the police force that actually really just boiled this up, they are really good officers. They are oath keepers.
No. I know that 80% of the cops support you there, and that's good. But Mayor, what I'm saying is, from what you said, he's declared the emergency, so now the mayor's gone. He's saying, I'm boss, I'm king, I'm God. That's the nature of tyranny. But expanding,
saying we're not going to let him get by.
No, I know, but you're saying he's called in other police. I guess behaving like you're the bad guys is my point.
That's right.
Mayor, you've got the floor.
The existence with the show force that, we're in a siege mentality. And the only reason they're in that is because so many thousands of people out there who heard your show and all the other shows out there have written in, sent them emails, and I've really gotten copied most of them, and I really have never seen a threat. I mean, they're really telling it like it is. You're not respecting free speech. What are you doing in Courtside? Blah blah blah. And that I have not seen any kind of letter that really comes out as a threat. But these people are—they don't want people asking them what they're doing. They don't want to be doing their business in front of the public. That's why when they had that meeting Sunday, they locked the door. They didn't want anybody to see that happen.
Mayor, let me just ask one question, and then I want to give you the floor for the next 5-6 minutes till we go to break, so you can lay out from beginning to end what has happened and where you're going from this point. But see how good people under tyranny even try to argue that, hey, we're not bad people. Obviously, we aren't. Now, if a police chief ever gets some emails criticizing arresting people for free speech, now they get to fire the mayor. I mean, if I sent an email to Austin Police Chief Art Aceveda and said, I think you're a federal thug for taking federal money to take blood at warrantless checkpoints, would he then fire the mayor, shut down the city council, call in outside police, and declare himself emperor? I mean, let's look at the mind game, the delusion of tyranny that tyrants give us. This is asinine. This is naked, brazen, out of control ridiculousness in court sight. You are the mayor. They have told the AP, and the news is announcing I guess the cops say the mayor's fired. So he is. So now, I guess, if the police and the city council say that our mayor's fired, he is. I mean, why even have a city council? So I'm going to stop right there. Sir, tell us what's happened from beginning to end, the people that are massing there, what's happening, the showdown that's coming. You've got the floor.
Okay, first off, it's always about money. When I got involved in politics in Portside, I'm an engineer, and they were spending $250,000 to $500,000 every month on engineering. And I look around our quiet little community out here. I saw no big projects going on, but the money kept going out. I got involved because I was concerned. And it's always about the money. When I got elected, I thought I could go in the back room and look at the books, but that don't happen because they shut me down. They took away the authority of the mayor right from the beginning, even before I was sworn into office. As soon as I was elected, the former mayor passed ordinances to depriving the mayor of authority. And every time I've used any authority of the mayor, they take it away immediately. I asked the town manager for a report. The next council meeting, the council passed an ordinance that says elected officials can't ask for reports unless the whole council approves. They shut me down. But I kept after them. I used the FOIA documents. And I finally figured out that there's 8 to 10 extra paychecks going out every payday. Every 2 weeks, 8 to 10 checks, $1,000 each. We're talking about $250,000 out of a $3 million budget. Pretty significant hunk. I went to the state, tried to get the state to do it. State actually opened an investigation, but it moved slowly.
And so that's why they're acting so scared, and that's why they're so dangerous, because they know.
Right.
Yeah.
They're trapped, they're cornered, and their reaction is to not say, oh, my God, maybe we better get out of that. Their action is to try to seize more power and more power. They actually contrived, if you look at the videos, the chief instituted himself into the business of the council, he incited the audience, and created the situation where Mr. Ross was arrested the meeting before, Ms. Jones was arrested at the next meeting. You know, he's trying to institute this emergency procedure so that he can seize control of the town.
He's running a psyop. That's what corrupt cops do when they come up and shove you and say, why are you upset? Why are you upset? And I've learned to just look down and just stop talking, and they get really mad. But, yeah, they try to start a fight with you.
One night at Castle Podium, he got up, and he called me arrogant because I just sat at the podium and smiled at him. And I'm trying to get the people out there in La Paz County and Port Said to do the same. Don't let him incite you, because if he incites you, he's playing victim to his plan. You know, if you just smile at him, you take all of his powers away. You know, he has no power. And truthfully, in the end, we have to win. You know, we are going to win. The state is finally, thanks to all your listeners and all the people, the state is waking up to this, you know.
Well, I mean, who needs mayors or anybody anymore? I guess once you put a police chief in, we'll just, why not build a throne in the city building and put, I'm serious, and declare him emperor of Quartzsite?
Well, what we do need, and I'll tell you I have used your listeners and the people that are calling, I've asked them to contact the governor and the attorney general, and that has had an effect, okay? But the other effect of this has been, I've literally received thousands of emails and hundreds of calls a day, and it's amazing how much this story is similar all over the country. My brother started this down in Okaloosa County, Florida, and if you look up Okaloosa County and their sheriff, I think it was Sheriff Joe, not Joe, Charlie something down there. My brother got him arrested, the undersheriff arrested, a couple of county board supervisors arrested, and you know, I'm sort of following his template. The other day, I'd spoken about that, and a lady from Florida called me, and she wanted to contact my brother. And she did. I gave her my brother's number, and she contacted him. The 60-year-old lady was attending council meeting, taking notes. She probably didn't know that she could go and get a FOIA document to get the meeting minutes. But she was taking notes. A council member got up and went to her and shook his finger in her face and said, "You're a bad person." I mean, imagine that in America.
They got something to hide. Look, here's the deal, and you know this, Mayor. We the people constitute states. The legislatures institute the laws, and when cities and counties don't follow it, and if the sheriff won't enforce the law, it's time for the state police to roll in, and it's time for that city council to be clamped down and everything to be opened up. And that's what's supposed to happen here. You've definitely got rogue government there, and it's time for the state to step up. If the state doesn't step up, then you've got a very dangerous precedent right there in Arizona.
Exactly. Before I go away from you, because I got to get to this meeting.
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure that you understand that when these 80% of the police force decided that they were had enough and they were going to stand up for rights and really, they wrote this letter. It's out there all over the Internet for all of these people, you know. I went to the governor's office. I'm an engineer, and I'm a fairly new politician here. And I went to the governor's office. I told him, I don't know. What do I do here? How can you help? Is there something you can do with all of this mess that's going on? I got told there was nothing they could do. The attorney general could do nothing. But again, the publicity, the emails and the letters that have been directed to those two offices, they've changed their attitude now. Again, they don't...
Sir, let me stop because we're almost out of time, and I want to check in with you towards the end of the show after the meeting, and we're going to check in with Stuart Rose and others that are there. But please, sir, in the last minute, what is the showdown? You're going to show up and say, I'm the elected mayor under state law, this is illegal, and what do you think...
Well, first off, the declaration of an emergency was done at an illegal meeting, therefore it's illegal, null and void, okay? That can't happen. So this meeting that is scheduled at a time and place that wasn't on the town code, it's illegal. And we're not going to have this meeting this morning. And that's the showdown. I'm telling them this is an illegal meeting. We cannot have it. We're closing down the meeting right now. I'm walking away. If they decide to go ahead, then they will get another complaint to the Attorney General's office immediately. I will call the Attorney General with this complaint.
Well, also, you should try to enter.
I'm not going
to
let them take over the town and violate even the town rule. You know, they're in violation of state law, in violation of federal civil rights laws, but they're not going to.
Mayor Ed Foster, thank you so much.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Is up at InfoWars.com. He is not going to run for re-election to the House of Representatives from Texas. He is not going to simultaneously run for the House while he runs for president, so he can give his full focus, his last big push. And either way, win, lose, or draw, he educates people, he injects real issues, he shows both the Democrats and Republicans are bought and paid for by the very same interest. That's why the Republican front runners are all trying to adopt Ron Paul-esque speech, because they know that the American people are constitutionalist libertarian in their common sense mindset. That's why the former IRS tax collector Michelle Bachmann is now talking like Ron Paul. That's why the former male cheerleader and Al Gore campaign manager in Texas for president, Slick Rick Perry is sounding like Ron Paul more and more every day. That's why the guy that wrote the model of Obamacare for Massachusetts that became the model of Obamacare, and a guy who wants carbon taxes, Mitt Romney, is being hailed as John Wayne. Because these people are as phony as the $3 bill, so is Sarah Palin. I'm not even saying Michelle Bachmann's a bad person. I'm not even saying that Sarah Palin's a bad person. And obviously, with their track records, they're better than Barack Obama. But it's time to end the lesser of two evils. Okay, it's time to not go with the sexy candidates, the good-looking women, just because it's a fun novelty. And it's, the beauty queens and the tax assessors. It's time to go with the statesman Ron Paul and to fully get behind him and to get as much information out about the New World Order and CIA narcotics trafficking that Ron Paul talks about and staged crises and all of it. And we will win in the info war, regardless of whether he wins or not. And it will position Rand Paul, who everybody says, oh, I wish he'd run. Don't worry, in the future. He'll be running. That's why they're now swinging their guns towards him. The Southern Poverty Law Center, very unsavory anti-American group, has now labeling him an extremist and going into full-time demonization of him. You saw all the dirty tricks by the Republicans in the primary, then by Democrats in the general election for Senate, pull out every stop. He worships Buddha. He's kidnapping women. He hates black people. They hired Democratic operatives on record 3 times that got caught to run around with racist signs saying they supported Rand Paul. I mean, they've been caught all over the country doing this. I mean, these people will do anything. And you know when they come after somebody that they're good. They're going after Michelle Bachmann right now, which shows they are scared of her because she's probably grown up a lot since being an IRS tax collector. And she's against the carbon tax, and she says she's against the globalist, and we have a choice, liberty or tyranny. And I'll tell you, when you the sniff test, watching her, looking at her, she believes what she's saying, and they're no doubt tapping her phones, tracking her. I mean, the media does that to major government personalities, not to mention intelligence agencies, as has come out with all the Fox News England news with them hacking and using criminals and things. This is par for the course. So I like Bachmann more than Palin. But this isn't a beauty contest, and this is not a personality contest. This is about track record. Okay, Ron Paul was a patriot 40 years ago. He was a patriot 27 years ago in Congress and got run out of Congress as a libertarian. He came back using the Republican machine. The system, and won, and has been a stalwart, a voice in the wilderness for decade upon decade upon decade, and he's getting ready to hang up his spurs. He'll either win the presidency and face, as he said on this show, great personal danger, not just political and danger to his name, because they will make up anything about him. Just get ready for that, but actually physical danger. Ron Paul announces he will not run for re-election in the House. Again, Infowars.com, Kurt Nimmo, if you want to get that information and get it out to people. Now, obviously we've been covering Quartzsite. This is a big deal where the police chief and the city council, quote, fire the mayor because they got a few thousand emails and people saying, hey, you shouldn't arrest folks in Citizen Communications who get up there and talk about new taxes being passed illegally. I mean, that's part of what America is. And all over the country, people have gotten to the point where they just drive by government buildings and, ooh, that's the government, and you call them sir, and you bow to them. They're the new royalty. No, America is about the people at the city council meetings, the people knowing what's going on with the zoning boards. This is our country. And government, our servants, have gotten out of control. And all over the nation, they're coming in Michigan and Oklahoma and saying, you can't grow vegetables without a license in your yard. A lady's facing 90 days in jail, even though the code says she can grow vegetables. And if the code said she couldn't, get rid of it. But the code doesn't even say it. That's NBC News admits that. They don't care. It's about their petty power trip. See, control freaks, folks that can't produce, tend to get into government positions because that's where they can have power. It's called parasitism, parasitic behavior. And when you have servants in government, you have a good society. When you get a bunch of control freaks in there, and when you get the attitude of, well, that's just what they do, And now all over the country, if you speak out against corruption, they go, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda, extremists, call the police, fire the mayor, declare emergency. Nobody can ever speak again at city council meetings. This is what the New World Order is. This is what the fake terror scare is. What did that police chief in Quartzsite do last year? They were getting up saying, you're passing taxes. Where are these hundreds of thousands of dollars going? Who gets these mystery paychecks? And they said, we're not going to tell you. You're like Jared Lee Loeffner. I guess it was earlier this year. Shut up. January. We're not going to discuss it. I mean, this is all on record. And see, it's become a real soap opera. People aren't watching Dancing with the Stars or football or basketball or baseball. People are doing what Americans always did before in other free societies. The real soap opera is reality. The real fight is knowing the personalities, being involved, not letting people run over you, walking tall. You've got to fight for freedom. And that doesn't mean killing some brown people overseas for their opium or their oil or for no-bid weapons contracts. That means here in America. If you just drive by the government buildings and decide that, well, that's their place and they're the boss, of course they're going to run wild. Of course they're going to engage in all sorts of corruption. That's the nature of it. So later, I want to get into what, in fact, you heard the mayor mention his brother exposing corruption and how it ended up sending the sheriff to prison. I mean, this is incredible. So, again, you've got it genetic. It's in the family with that mayor. His brother right there in Arizona kicked off an investigation in another county that sent somebody to jail, that sent a whole bunch of people to jail. Listen, if you just threw food all over the ground in your house for a few months, if you didn't have roaches, you're going to get them. If you didn't have rats, you're going to get them. Well, imagine, this is like a kitchen that's had the light off for 20 years with 100 pounds of food dumped in through the ceiling. That's our tax money. And you open up that room, it's nothing but millions of cockroaches and rats running around everywhere. You kick the door in almost anywhere, and you are going to see horrors going on behind the closed doors of national security and local government and all the rest of this. And I go back to the Battle of Athens in 1946, the Battle of Athens, sometimes called the McMinn County War. And all these World War II vets got back from World War II, and a totally corrupt city council and sheriff's department and police department had taken over and were robbing everybody and were openly mafia. And the World War II vets just voted them out in an election. They wouldn't leave, just like what's happening in Quartzsite. And so the troops just went in, just the citizens. Just like 1776, just went in. They had a big shootout with them. They finally waved the white flag, and the state came in and found that it was just what the citizens had done. It was a citizens' rebellion against tyranny. And you're going to see this happen. That's why the state of Arizona just says, let that city do whatever they want. Because if you let one ant stand up, all the ants might stand up to the grasshoppers. Because this is going on everywhere. They're jacking up taxes everywhere. They're taking the money everywhere. They're telling you you can't see the records everywhere. They're engaged in all sorts of chicanery everywhere. I mean, our own city council has got their wives and kids hired, and you know, they got deals with developers, and we've just accepted that this is what they do, that they lie, steal, cheat, that that's what government does. They've just accepted it. They think they've steamrolled us to where we'll go along with anything. Here's a modern example in Tennessee. Great folks there with the history of standing up. This is going on in the town of Laverge, and it's in the larger county. Tennessee citizens try to abolish their city government. Citizens in the local town in Tennessee trying to abolish their city government. This is one of the most encouraging stories of free individuals pushing back against tyrannical encroachment since the McMinn County War of 1946. Government in La, V-E-R-G-N-E, I guess that's La Verge, Tennessee, recently raised property taxes on their citizens by 100% as the economy implodes. That's serfdom, folks. Raising their water utility rate by 40% and also raised their sewage rate by 60%. Is it any wonder that the residents want to do away with them? Here's the full story of the people's recent struggle against oppressive taxation that is taking place right next door to you. and it goes on. I mean, this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going on all over the country. Okaloosa County Sheriff arrested on federal charges in Arizona. All of this triggered by the mayor's brother down there fighting. The mayor. Oh, this is in Florida. Okay, so I have another one here out of Arizona. There's just too many of these for me to keep track of. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob News running these articles into me one after the other. Okay, now, we've got the whole Ron Paul situation that I'm going to be getting into more. Euro shaken by debt crisis. We've got Ahmed Wali Karzai, the admitted CIA drug kingpin, the guy that muscles and controls most of the opium in Afghanistan. He has been killed. He's the guy that U.S. troops deliver the schmack to before it's shipped in to Russia, China, Eastern, Western Europe, and, of course, the United States directly to your veins. And so that's a big deal. That's in the Washington Post. Again, the New York Times admits he's the top heroin dealer. Does a good job for the Pentagon. But he is dead now, and who knows what happened with that. Was it some rival folks? I mean, that's what these wars are about. That's what's happening right now in Mexico. That's what Fast and Furious is all about, arming the Los Zetas, trained publicly at Fort Benning, Georgia School of Americas in the last decade, launching their attack 6 years ago. We told you about the new war coming, that they would, quote, have a fake defection into their own drug gang. They leave Fort Benning, Georgia, get to Mexico, and then defect and then wage war against the drug cartels that aren't playing ball with the big U.S. banks and the Mexican government of Felipe Calderon. And now that's coming out in federal court in Chicago. That's coming out in federal courts in Mexico, that Los Zetas didn't just get the gun shipped out of the U.S. from the ATF. It was directly delivered to them by the DEA, FBI, and ATF, of course. And they're given rockets, hand grenades, RPGs, and of course that's all blamed then on gun shows as well. And we've seen now in the last 2 years Attorney General Eric Holder spending his time demonizing the Second Amendment nonstop, saying we've got to restrict the Second Amendment because of Mexico. And I told you the whole time that they were shipping the guns in. And now you know it's all admitted, correct as usual. When you realize that absolute evil runs the government at the top, and the naive, compartmentalized people fill in the gaps at the lower level. They put inept, dumb, gullible order followers at the bottom. The mid-level, a little more sociopathic controlling, get a bigger piece of the stolen loot. The next crust level, high level, but still compartmentalized criminals. And then at the top, you've got the wheelers and dealers in your regional area who then go and attend criminal roundtable groups operating in government slash corporate slash academic roundtables. And then you have the national roundtables that coordinate those that then sit inside the larger global roundtables known as Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, and other organizations. And this is how they use a mafia capo system to run this whole thing, because the British Empire in mainline history is basically a model of the Venetian black nobility system that was then exported into England about 550 years ago. They had more of a feudal system before that, and they brought in this mafia behind-the-scenes corruption mode that Machiavelli wrote about. So the term Machiavellian. They wrote the handbooks on how to do all of this, and Delta Force has taught Machiavelli, and our military at the highest levels has taught how to be Machiavellian. And if you don't agree with Machiavelli, then you do not get promoted to the management levels. That's on record. They give them Machiavelli his two books, and then they have to write reports on it. And if you say that I don't believe the end justifies the means and we're going to be evil for a greater good at the end of the day, then you're put in resupply, or you're put in training for the rappelling out of helicopters. But if you agree, well, then they send you to first kill a communist. Seems reasonable. Feels good. And then next, you blow up somebody who was exposing corruption in their car. And then next, you go to somebody's house and you make it look like a murder-suicide where dad kills the family and you kill mama and you kill the kids. Oh, after that happens, the millions start pumping right into your account. I mean, this is wonderful. And then you're led into the society of psychopathic killers. And you can just walk around laughing at the sheep all around you that have no idea how anything runs. and their blindness to corruption is just an ether in which you swim. You're like a fish swimming in a sea of blood. And you frolic around happily in the sea of blood and pain and corruption and destruction. And the system spreads because the globalists can't prosecute the high-level corrupt people or the mid-level or the low-level because it sets a precedent. And so corruption is then tolerated and then accepted and then institutionalized and then hell is released. The dam breaks, pure corruption flows, and the dam is now breaking. And people are finally going, my gosh, Alex Jones is right. Let's try to fix it. Let's stop it. Let's tackle it. And government is going crazy, going, you don't talk about our corruption or you're with Al-Qaeda. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on total overload today. I didn't get any sleep last night, but I'm starting to catch my rhythm here. I'm starting to feel my oats. Listen, we got some really big news on the economy. I want to cover that first. Then I'm getting into Operation Fast and Furious, the latest mega developments off the charts. We've got a good chance, a soft spot on the dragon's belly here.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They've openly set up Homeland Security in their own training manuals and in the public architecture of it to suppress local towns and cities when we go into a total collapse depression, that anyone who doesn't want their land taken, who doesn't want to be put into work brigades, will be arrested as a terrorist. That's what happens in a takeover like this. It's happened in countless other countries. You go look at the training manuals we've been sent, published, it's made national news. I've been to Marine Corps drills where they practice taking on farmers that won't give up their land saying, I'm an American. And they practice mowing them down with 50 cows. And Marines can call in and tell you that. They have been training for at least 15 years. ROTC, all over the United States to, quote, take on militias and conservatives and libertarians. I've shown you the New York Times with the Explorer Scouts. People laughed 4 years ago. Oh, they're 14. I said, in 4 years, they'll be 18. Training to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans in Arizona who wouldn't turn their guns in. And the kids go in and train like little attack dogs to kill Johnny when he comes marching home. Because that's who they're worried about, folks. They know that once the military finds out they've been betrayed, once police finally wake up, they've got to have enough corrupt police and people to purge them. And by the way, you're going to be the first people that are targeted. If you're in really corrupt towns and you're a good cop, when this stuff does go into flashpoint, the establishment will tell you, hey, come out here in the loading area. I need to talk to you. They're just going to, boom, right in the back of the head with a silencer, throw you in the back of a truck, go dump you. They'll just be killing all over the place because they got handbooks on this. They know exactly what they're doing. And this is a hardcore criminal wrecking crew. Just look at Mexico. You think I'm look at how they pulled the trigger on shipping the guns in and starting the drug war between cartels. 30,000 dead, and the biggest percentage of them, the biggest minority of those, is cops. And they're planning all this in America. They're telling you, oh, we got to give our rights up or Al Qaeda will get us. Now, I'm going to get to your calls at 20 after next hour. I've got to cover this news in some type of concise way. And then I'm going to go to your calls on any of the issues. Ron Paul saying he's going to leave the House, win, lose, or draw for president. The off-the-charts economic news at 8 after next hour. I'm going to play the Geithner clip where he says, get ready for things we've never experienced in our lifetimes. I mean, people are alive that experienced the Depression. They know. They designed this debt black hole. And they keep telling you, just give us trillions more, we'll fix it. Now they want the third Greek bailout. Now they're talking about default, Europe collapsing. And people go, good, America's going to do good. No, 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 we'll collapse next. This is all, we told you that years ago. This is all engineered publicly to bring us into world government. They've got to collapse our societies. Their goal is to end the middle class. That is stated by Al Gore, by Maurice Strong, by the UN, by Ted Turner, by George Soros. He says he's having a great crisis. That's what's so sick about. They've imploded third world nation after third world nation. People make fun of third worlders. Oh, they can't get their act together. No, they didn't have George Washington, who wasn't perfect, but they set up real private property rights and more freedom than anybody else ever had. And that's why we're knee deep in wealth. We weren't neck deep in it. And all the blessings, you leave the Constitution and Bill of Rights, all the blessings that flow out of common sense government, it's all going away. It's all burning down right now. And we hadn't seen anything yet. This is the beginning. And the fight's on. I've been telling you this, folks. The fight's on. The fight's on. The president telling Congress he can do whatever he wants on war, guns, taxes, internet takeover, carbon taxes. I mean, it's on. All these congressmen saying the president's becoming a dictator. The dumb public will say, oh, well, he left office. The office is becoming a dictatorship. We're going to break. If you want to financially support us and get deals that are off the chart, Infowars.com is the online video bookstore. This week, Bohemian Grove's going on. Two DVD films, normally $24.95, $19.95, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and the Order of Death, with Invisible Empire, getting into their whole global government system. Excellent full-length feature film. And Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, a free book and a free DVD with the purchase of one DVD. It's the Bohemian Grove Buy One, Get Two Free special at Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.